This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is the Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys, and good to be on with you.
Well, we are very excited to have you on the show, as always. We were just discussing the year voidable extension for DeMarcus Lawrence, and we had talked previously about Zach Martin. Can you walk us through the logistics of how this helps the salary cap this year and then maybe next year?
Not really in depth, but what you're able to do is defer, which extends out usually on these exceptions in the contracts, and you're able to extend those out, mitigate some of the salary this year, and put it forward into next year. Anytime you extend contracts, you are loading it up for years to come. And the idea being that you're loading it up in years that you'll better be able to handle the cap. So it's kind of like pushing a credit card bill down the road. It does alleviate this year's room, but makes it tougher for next year. Those are dicey times because we know that we very easily will have a diminished salary cap in years to come.
Now, obviously, Cowboys fan base sometimes likes to run wild, and they start to speculate that that means you could be looking to sign someone this year. Would you say that is probably not the intention of this move?
No, I wouldn't say anything. I'm saying that we just have an overall plan to keep a certain amount of space available to us. We lose nothing by going ahead and exercising that option, and one doesn't mean anything at all.
Jerry, NFL season officially kicked off last night, and I know this weekend is going to be a huge weekend for the NFL. I wanted to get your thoughts on the way the Chiefs and Texans handled the pregame presentation last night and how things went.
Well, I think you saw a great example of where the two teams got coordinated with something they wanted to do on the field. Four seasons ago, we made a coordinated effort with the Cardinals when we were there in Arizona. But their two teams got together. Basically, one decided to stay in during those pregame ceremonies. The other decided to come out, had a player meal, as we all saw. So just a coordinated, that's the way the league is handling it. The league does not necessarily have it's questionable whether or not they even not attempt to coordinate the team throughout the league, but whether or not they even have authority to do so.
So, Jerry, I'm excited about Sunday and the Dallas Cowboys. One thing that I am concerned about is the offensive line for Sunday because of the health. And how are you feeling about this offensive line for Sunday night?
Well, I feel that we are very the very nature of and depth that we have in our offensive line gives us a lot of flexibility. We have a lot of position flex in our different players. And so we have the ability to make up for Collins not being in there. Now, he's an outstanding player, and so you do miss him. On the other hand, we've got some other very outstanding players that we have in our veteran players. But more importantly, we've got some depth here that we've developed that you'll see out there Sunday.
Are you able to, or can you tell us any more about what Lyle Collins has been struggling with, whether it's injury or conditioning or anything like that?
Well, I think you've covered it. His initial challenge was conditioning as he got ready to go, and then developed a couple of other things. But again, we're just playing that by ear and seeing how he is evolving. He certainly, as you are well aware, he won't be there for the first two or three games at this juncture.
Now, we're only a couple days away from y'all's season opener. I know you've been through this plenty of times before. I'm curious, what do you get? Are you more excited, nervous, combination of all those things? Like, how do you feel going into each year's season opener?
Well, this one in particular, because I think that as a league and certainly as a team, we have been dealing with a lot of challenges. You're going to hear that over and over again. I'm just elated that we're sitting here having our walkthrough this morning, which is which means it is close to be on the be at the kickoff, and then to be opening this game at that brand new stadium in Los Angeles is surreal. That stadium is going to be a cornerstone for sports for everyone. And the fact that we're opening it up, we have a great legacy with this, how this has evolved, and to be the first team to get to play in it against the Rams is an honor and just exciting. Of course, we want to get that first win in it, and the Rams have got a lot to say about that too. But it's an exciting time. I really am pleased that we've evolved, and I keep using that word, but this thing seems like that word is more appropriate because every day we're looking at how we're doing with the COVID, how we're doing with the normal challenge of putting a team together. And this is exciting. I was excited more so than normal last night to see those Houston team play Kansas City. Get that game in, and it was a real exciting time. Got a couple of good teams right there that are going to be really fun to watch this year.
In terms of, since you talked about how exciting and challenging and unique this year has been, what is the team looking for? What is the league looking for? What are you looking for after this first game to make sure that y'all are on the right track in terms of the players staying safe and everything like that with Corona?
Well, I think that the fact that under our protocols, then you feel so good about the safety of the players that are there on the field. We just had an inordinate amount of testing, more than any of us could have ever envisioned for both teams. And, of course, people have gotten used to the protocols. And so that you can rest assured that people that are on the field, the people that are involved or have been well evaluated, tested, if you will. And again, you just have to feel good about that aspect of it. 2 months ago, 3 months ago, that a lot of that was up in the air. It's just great to see that. And what I'm excited as an overriding aspect of this thing is we're here. We're on time. Our season has kicked off. The NFL is playing. And I don't know about you, but that to me, that was a great presentation last night, even though it had a limited audience. It really didn't necessarily feel like it was that far away from normal times. And I think that had everything to do with the way those teams played the game. At the end of the game, at the end of the day, the game ruled the night, and we had a really outstanding game. And that's what we want every weekend for the NFL.
Jerry, we've seen some pretty guarded quarterbacks here in Dallas. Troy, Tony, they've been reserved with some of the things that they've done. And I'm wondering if you've ever seen those guys open to discussing topics the way that Dak has been, whether it's like social justice or mental illness, whatever it is, he always seems very aware and very open to having conversations about more than just on the football field.
You know, his Dak's willingness to be transparent and share his difficult times and share it with such stature, with class. You just always are going back to that word leadership. He has a way of communicating. And when you look at what has happened in his young life, what he did at Mississippi State, what he did for Mississippi State, it says it all. There's a statue there at Mississippi State. When do you see that in this day and time right. for a former player? The way he's endured, frankly, his the way he grew up and just the way that he shared that with all of us, the death of his mother, which is for his age is so really hard, but to understand. But the way he handles it has such sensitivity. His ability to, as a fourth round draft choice, to have that kind of at that draft, and then turn out there and win 13 games as a rookie, and then this past year losing another brother. My point is, you have a way. He has a way of sharing his experiences that just attract the people to him, and it's not just his teammates. He's extremely gifted as a leader, and a part of it is a part of what we're talking about today. It's the fact that he can articulate, that he shares his his vulnerability.
Given all that, and given how much you care about this team and these players, does it frustrate you at all when people like Skip Bayless or whoever come out and say, you shouldn't be sharing that stuff, it shows your weakness?
Oh, I think that let's put it in perspective there. And we all know that Dak's integrity and his courage and his character, and we all are proud of that for the Dallas Cowboy organization. And we know that any time, this day and time, between regular programming, regular assessment of our team, and then what goes on with social media, I'm sure we all put that in perspective too. But this is a great example. This is such a humanizing aspect to see Dak this way, so humanizing that anything else doesn't have much substance to it, frankly. Any commentary, any assessment, Dak's talking about real life and inner thoughts, and the other stuff, the static outside, is pale in comparison to Dak's message.
Well, Jerry, I think everybody wants to hear you say, let's go kick some ass on Sunday, something like that. Is that the message you want to put out there for everybody right now?
Well, I want to be sure and put it in proper perspective, but it is Los Angeles, and it is the dawning of a new day in as great a stadium in the entertainment capital of the world. And we really do know that at the end of the day, these players are going to go out here, and it's physical, and it's about who's got the best team out there and who can kick each other's you-know-what. I'm not going to go into. For some reason, I don't feel like saying that this morning.
Gotcha. I hear you. Jerry, one of the things is we loved your draft, and usually guys will talk about after the game, usually a guy like Chris Arnold is in there interviewing the guys, and they'll talk about how nervous they were just after their first ever preseason game in the NFL. So none of your rookies get to play in a preseason game at all. They're going to have to go to Los Angeles. I know there's no fans, but what's your thoughts and feelings on guys like CeeDee Lamb and Trayvon Diggs that are probably going to have to play a lot of snaps Sunday night?
There's no question they'll play a lot of snaps, God willing, that they will play a lot of snaps. And as it turns out, both of them obviously have been in been before big crowds before. They got that experience in college. But and before national audiences as well. But there's really one thing about football, frankly, and that is at the end of the day, it's the guy you're competing against out there, it's what's in front of you, and it's very physical. And so the reality of it comes pretty fast. And then you kind of lose track of what other than I've got to think about what I'm supposed to do, my assignment, and think about whether I've beaten the guy that I'm supposed to in front of me. So this will get them focused on their assignments and focused on trying to beat the guy in front of them real quick. Having said all of that, the idea that there'd be as many people watching, many people celebrating that new stadium and the kickoff of the season has to be an energizer. It has to be it is a motivator. And I just can't imagine what it could take you to if you really do realize the millions that will be watching and expectations of what they're going to see. So I think it works positive, very positive for any rookie to walk out and have a Cowboy uniform on and be playing in front of the nation, which they will be there on Sunday night.
Thank you so much for your time, Jerry. And we are all also hyped up for Sunday night.
Just go get them. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.